and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
When you're high.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's breaking news from Washington. CBS's Robert Costa reports the Justice Department will not bring any charges in the Mike Pence classified documents case. Some were found at the former vice president's Indiana home earlier this year. The government says employers added 339,000 jobs last month, a sign of economic strength amid high interest rates and high inflation. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Job creation was strong across the board. Jobs were up almost widespread across sectors. Additionally, the previous 2 months were revised higher by 93,000 total. So for the last 12 months, this economy has added a stunning 341,000 jobs a month on average.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, applauds late-night action.
We've saved the country from the scourge of default, even though there were some on the other side who wanted default.
Now the bill that raises the debt ceiling and prevents a default is bound for the president's desk.
President Biden will address the nation tonight. He says he will sign this bill as soon as possible, calling it a big win for the economy and the American people. Even though this bill has cleared Congress, the Treasury Department is already taking some extra steps to avoid default. Today, it is auctioning off about $15 billion in bills to raise cash.
That's CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill. An internal investigation finds the Border Patrol's medical staff did not review the file of an 8-year-old girl who died on her 9th day in custody last month. She had a chronic heart condition and rare blood disorder. In Arizona, concern about drought, water use, and rapid growth has Governor Katie Hobbs ordering a construction pause in some parts of Phoenix.
This is not going to affect existing homeowners, existing businesses, anyone who has a certificate. It means there's a pause on new certificates being issued.
Overseas, Ukraine says 36 Russian missiles and drones aimed at the capital, Kyiv, were shot down overnight. On the diplomatic front, CBS's Cammie McCormick reports the country's effort to join NATO is on hold.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said today he understands Ukraine will not join the military alliance while the war with Russia continues. Ukraine does not want to pull any NATO country into a war, he said. Membership is impossible at this point.
Fort Bragg is now Fort Liberty in North Carolina, the name change part of the Pentagon push to remove Confederate soldier names from bases. Wall Street, the Dow is up 500 points. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators split the state's votes on the debt ceiling deal. Democrat Tammy Baldwin voted for it, while Republican Ron Johnson was a no. Baldwin says she voted for the plan to protect veterans and seniors and make sure the country doesn't default on its debt. Johnson calls the bill a disastrous deal with not enough spending cuts. Plans for a new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are in trouble. The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to leave the project out of its $2.4 billion spending plan for state building projects. The Budget Writing Committee is approving money for a science building at UW-Eau Claire and renovations to UW-Milwaukee's Northwest Quadrant Complex. In sports, the Brewers are at Cincinnati today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworld.com. Brookfield.net.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at Mary Jane's Pantry.shop.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How would you feel if your bills were based off your income? 844-967-2789. How would you feel if it was, you know, instead of by use, or a flat fee. So your phone costs X amount, your data plan costs X amount, or your power bills. And right now, and just the way that we've always done it, it's based on use, or this is just how much it costs, no matter how much you make. But what if that was different? What if there was a flat fee, and on top of how much you use, there was just a flat fee that was based on how much you made. So if you were poor, you would pay less. And if you were richer, you would pay more. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because this is looking like it's going to happen in California when it comes to power bills.
Wow.
And it just has me thinking about the ideas of regressive and progressive and how much of a cost burden different necessary, especially necessary things. And I would argue that power is necessary. How big of a cost burden it is on to whom. And so basically in California right now, you know, I think when we think about specifically with power and energy, when you pay for electricity or water or gas, it depends on how much you use, right? Like,
yeah,
there's a nominal fee for having access to it, but for the most part, it's always just based on how much you use. And so if you know, take long showers, if you leave the lights on, like I do too often. And
you do.
I do. Shocking. I think anyone who knows me would be very surprised to know that I am someone who leaves the lights on instead of turning them off when I leave any given room. You know, I'm just going to come back.
Eventually. Might be next week.
Thing, what I should put in across my house is the sensors.
That's a great idea.
And so they turn off when I don't inevitably do not go back into that room. But California is about to challenge that basic logic and attempt to curb rising rates and help electrify the state's approximately 14 million homes. So a new state law will require its three investor-owned utilities to charge customers fees for the electricity based not only on how much electricity they use. So that's still one of the factors.
Okay.
But also on how much money they make. Because electricity is getting so expensive, because basically these three different, it's like PG&E, Southern Edison, and I forgot what the last one is. But it's getting drier, it's getting hotter. They need to start replacing their infrastructure so that their wires don't cause fires. And so instead of only just making the rates higher, there is this proposed plan that basically would split utility costs into two buckets. There's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay just to be connected to the grid.
Okay.
And then variable charges, which depend on how much electricity you use. And so the proponents say that the creation of a fixed charge would cover things like wildfire preparedness and grid updates, and would also lower electricity costs based on usage. And so in theory, it would make it easier to convince Californians to electrify. But like, obviously, this doesn't necessarily seem fair. But also, so if there's all these different buckets to, if you make $23,000 or less, you potentially are going to save money. If I think they're predicting that if you make $180,000 or more, your annual bill, energy bill, will be $500 more.
Wow.
In this plan. But it's also like, is it fair the other way of a flat tax? Because like the flat, or not a flat tax, a flat fixed cost, because if it's a $300 fixed cost, no matter what, it's still, it's more of a cost burden to lower income people. And so it's kind of a conundrum. And so I was just, I'd be interested to hear from you, 844-967-2789. How would you feel, you know, thinking about what your income is, what your income level is? Are you middle class? Are you lower? Are you higher? Are there any bills that you think it's fair to base off of your income? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Okay, I can foresee several sticking points.
Okay.
First of all, we can't get the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share in taxes. So how this is going to work, you know, this is going to take some convincing, I would think.
Well, I think it's a, I think it's, the oh, way it's going, this it's, is reading, it's happening. It's a law.
Oh, wow. It's happening. My other question is, who is going to conduct this oversight to put them in these buckets? Because
and that's what,
can't you just lie about how much you make?
And I don't, that's what I don't know. It's like, is it, are they going to be cross-referencing tax information?
Because again, that just screams, this needs oversight to me.
And yes, and so that's less, I found this article, this is from Washington Post this morning, that says, if you live in California, your power bill will soon depend on your income. A new California law is sparking backlash, not shockingly, with uncertain benefits for clean energy. Because the other part of this that is interesting, and do I kind of still want to stick, without getting too much into the details of this specific law, and trying to talk about how we pay for things instead, and like what, who pays for what. But it is also interesting because there's people who are worried that this will deter people from doing things that are more energy efficient through electricity. So it's like your like electric heat and air conditioning versus gas electric heat, right? And so stuff like that. And like getting people, you need to charge your car. So if you're driving an electric vehicle, you need to charge your car. So if like this is getting pushed onto electrical bills, there's worry that this is going to curb energy efficiency as people are adopting these things.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should your bills, like electric bills, water bills, be based upon your income? Stephen from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Stephen, what do you think?
Good morning, ladies. So I actually have two trains of thought on this topic. So when you first started talking about this, I was like, wait a minute. California is already one of the most expensive states to live in. And now you want to tack on extra charges for electricity, which is a necessity. And then I thought of all the people, that are famous, whether it's music, movies that live in Hollywood, California, or around that area. And I'm starting to think that that is the group of people that they are targeting with this. You know, people that have mansions that they're lighting up on a daily basis, that have, you know, obviously the extra money to give to things like electricity. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think that would work. Mostly because a large part of the state is just struggling to put food on their table. I think you would have a big issue if you told people, well, if you make X amount of dollars, so you're a business owner and you have to pay extra because you make, you know, you did good for yourself.
Simply by making more.
I don't think that would work. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Stephen. And I don't think it would work either. Like, there is something in me, and I am for progressive taxes. And like you said, Jane, having the wealthy pay their fair share, but it also is hard when it comes to consumption to totally sell this. And I get it. I get that, like, a larger fixed rate. I get that there is a need to increase prices because they need to start actually fixing things for safety, right? For not to have fires, because this is the cost of climate change, right?
Yes.
Like, similar to cost of climate change, Phoenix, one of the, you know, the fastest growing cities, they've stopped doing development. As of this morning, they've stopped making any new, like, housing developments in the Phoenix area because of the cost, like the,
because of water.
Water.
That's terrifying.
And so some of this is like, who's going to end up paying for the cost of climate change, and who does it get shifted over to? And the infrastructure changes that need to happen for these different electricity companies, like, how do they structure this fairly? And the opposing positions are, is it fair to have a flat fee that is ultimately regressive and more of a tax burden on lower income people, or to stagger it and have it be buckets based on your income level of what your flat fee is? And it's a hard sell. Like philosophically, I think I get it, but it's a hard sell. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Do you feel like you could get on board with the justification of something like this in Wisconsin? 844-96-PARTY.
Do we have enough millionaires? I mean, I know we have some, but do we
really? But it's not millionaires. We're talking about people who make over $180,000.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like an enormous amount of money, but
it's far from being a millionaire,
yes,
I would say.
Yes, it is. That's true, yeah. But that still seems like a lot of money. I just don't see this flying, and I would think, because California is having other problems with people leaving the state because of how expensive it is.
Oh, and because this is the second time this week we've talked about California, because we were talking about the fact that insurance, State Farm's not insuring homes anymore.
Yeah.
So, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Should your bills be based on your income? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 88. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha,
it's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 540 AM.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we were talking about this new law in California that is attempting to fix their conundrum about the fact that it's getting hotter, it's getting drier, and their outdated electrical infrastructure needs to be updated. But how do you do that in an equitable or equal or fair way without just making electricity exorbitantly expensive for everyone? And what they came up with is basically to split utility costs into two buckets. So there's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay, and then a variable charge, which depends on how much electricity you use. But the fixed charge, they are going to have it be in buckets based on your income levels of how much you, what your personal fixed income cost is. And it just seems like a hard sell to people. Even if philosophically, when we talk about cost burden, it makes sense as far as how much of your, you know, income is going to XYZ thing. And it's obviously a much smaller percentage of your income if you're making a lot more to pay for electricity than if you're making a lot less. And it got me thinking, so when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to have a class called Wealth and Poverty with Robert Reich, who was the Secretary of Labor under Clinton. He's brilliant.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. And we all had to write, one of the assignments was we had to write a paper on, defending one side or the other. So the situation was, should speeding tickets be based on income? And the argument being, if it's just a flat rate for a speeding ticket, someone who's super wealthy, that speeding ticket isn't actually a deterrent from continuing to speed, right? Because it's a drop in the bucket for how much they make.
Sure.
And so the effectiveness of the deterrent of a speeding ticket doesn't really work for that person. And so you had to take a side on, do you think it is fair or not fair? And it kind of, like, this scenario kind of reminded me of that, of like, and we talk about this even with big companies, right? That when the train derailment happened in Ohio, Norfolk Southern, and how much some of these big companies just kind of bake that into their costs, of like, we'll just pay the fines.
Right.
It's cheaper for us to pay the fines than avoid breaking these regulations. And so it's like, do the fines need to be higher? And so it's kind of the same thing. It's like, how do you... When there's such a income disparity, both between individuals, but also how rich companies are, does it become a percentage of what you make to make it fair versus everyone pays the same thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. 96 Party.
We have a couple of texts. Lynn from Oconomowoc says, good morning. How would multiple homes work? What about commercial charges?
That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine if multiple homes, it's probably a charge per home that you own. I have no idea. That's a great question.
And Kristen from Iguanago, those citizens who are making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year are probably working really hard and are good at what they do and have earned their money. I'm not opposed to helping people, but they're not going to want to support everyone.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, there is, depending on where you live, like, it was funny when you said that, Jane, like, depending on where you live, $180,000 is like not that much in California or New York. Or,
right. No, I understand.
In Wisconsin, I would say it's still a fair amount of money. But in Chicago, I don't think it's necessarily like once you take in. I have friends who are both like corporate lawyers who live in Hyde Park and they have two kids and both kids like between right now, the nanny and then the daycare and everything like. She talked to me once because she wants to move to the suburbs because she's like, we make too much money to feel this strapped.
Really?
Yeah. If, like, just when you add up everything, like, stuff costs money. And so, like, it doesn't sometimes, and depending on where you live, it doesn't go as far.
I still wish I had a left brain. and I could have done something like that where I could find out what a struggle it is to make $180,000 to $200,000 a year. But that's not in my plan. Whatever.
It's not your plan.
I do think it's kind of like penalizing people for being financially successful.
But then you're ideologically okay with progressive taxes.
I am.
So how do you see the difference?
Did I mention I have no left brain? I don't know. This just feels different. It feels really different.
And is it because this is just how we've always done it?
There's probably, you know what I mean? Some of
and
that.
Like, as I was reading it and I was challenging myself even to like, all right, like, how is this different from our tax system? And it got me thinking about the question, the philosophical question we had to answer in college. And like, so part of me gets it, but it's also like, this is a really hard sell to people. And I think it's probably, I don't know, like, it's just, it, I can imagine. And truthfully, there's thing after thing after thing, I feel like that's happening in California that wealthier people are just going to start leaving the state entirely. Cause this was on top of the fact that in LA earlier this year,
they put in
a huge jump in selling multi-million dollar homes.
It's your mansion tax.
And so I don't know. I think watching migration and how people between climate change, between these tax policies and even now energy policies, it's just interesting to see how, this is why I find public policy fascinating, because you try to be equitable, you try to be fair, you try to solve problems, but ultimately someone's not going to be happy. So, all right, when we come back, the good, the bad, and the cuckoo.
Oh boy, it's a
of
doozy.
Some headlines from this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There's news in a classified documents case. CBS's Robert Costa.
The Justice Department, after months of investigation, has decided formally to drop any kind of criminal investigation or possible charges of former Vice President Mike Pence.
Some documents were found in Pence's Indiana home earlier this year. The government says employers tacked on 339,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Job creation was strong across the board. Professional and business services, government employment, health care, leisure and hospitality, all adding positions.
Well, President Biden applauds the report and he vows to sign the debt ceiling bill that cleared Congress late last night. Top Democrat Chuck Schumer guiding it through the Senate.
Of course, nobody got everything they wanted. There was give on both sides, but this agreement was a very good outcome.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. No money for broadband expansion in Wisconsin after Republican lawmakers cut $750 million from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Instead, they say the state will wait for more federal money. Under the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act signed by President Biden, Wisconsin is expecting between $700 million and $1.1 billion to expand broadband. New smartphone technology might be making it easier for people to accidentally call 911. The new feature on some iPhones and Androids allows you to call 911 by repeatedly pushing the side button or just holding it down for a few seconds. If that happens, sheriff's officials say people should stay on the line and talk to the dispatcher to clarify whether it's an actual emergency. The Brewers lost to the Blue Jays Thursday. They're in Cincinnati today. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at habitatwaukesha.org/events. That's habitatwaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Google Podcasts.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is our last 3-hour show.
Yes. Change coming Monday.
Change is coming Monday. So as of Monday, if you'd be turning in right now, you would only be hearing the last half hour of our show because we are moving to 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So there's a new lineup starting on Monday across the Civic Media Network starting at 6 a.m. It's a little different with each market, but generally I'm going to run down what the schedule is going to look like for a lot of the stations. But from 6 to 8, it's going to be Up North News still with Pat Kreitlow. And then 8 to 10 is going to be Earl Ingram. And then us, 10 to 12. And then at noon, we're going to start doing a noon news hour anchored by our very own Terry Bell, who is our news director. And then Town Call, which is going to be with William Walter and Luke Mathers, which is going to be a show where it's the news of the day, but it's a call-in show. So it's really asking for your opinion on the news in your community, in your city, across the state. And so it's a very participatory show. And so definitely wanting to get our best callers and people who have a lot to say and people who have opinions, as we say, to be an active part of that noon show. And then at 1 to 3 is going to be Todd Alba. And then from 3 to 4, it's Matt Flynn. 4 to 6 is the Devil's Advocates. And at 6 p.m., our friend Maggie Dawn is coming back to the radio.
Yay!
6 to 7, but only Monday through Thursday with a repeat on Friday. And so then there's some local shows that are going to be happening for different networks. Chad Holmes will still be on WXCO. Morning Magazine is still going to be up there for WFHR. So certainly check out the website, check out the app, but lots of changes happening next week. And we're very excited about
it. We are excited. So join us Monday at 10.
Monday at 10. And that also will finally be in Madison, but only from 11 to 12. So we will also be on WMDX. I need to memorize all of the call signs. Because we're also, I think, as of Monday, going to be in Racine and Kenosha.
Yep, WRJN.
And then are we also going to be in Eau Claire and La Crosse on Monday as well?
I don't know about Monday, but that is
those
coming.
Two. Yeah, that is also coming. So
we are a growing
adding more
network.
Stations, growing network. And now we just need to get into all these communities and do a show from each station. That's
on our list.
On our list to do before this baby comes.
Because once she comes, that's not going to happen.
I feel like it's not going to happen at first. I feel like it could happen by next summer.
You're going to bring her along?
Yeah. Mike will watch her.
Can she ride in a separate vehicle?
You're not going to like her by the time she's one. You only like her when she's like in those first 3 months.
I'll probably like her until she's about 3.
Okay.
I'm great with babies, Kristen. I'm your baby go-to. I got a baby sway.
3-year-olds.
A baby sway that rarely fails.
How old do they need to be once they become palatable again?
20.
God.
This is why I never had children, Kristen.
You're ageist. Anyone ever told you that you're ageist, Jane?
I would have kept them till 3 and then sent them away to boarding school. Come back when you're reasonable. Not all of us are meant to be parents.
No, that's true. But you're not even a parent. You're saying you just don't even want her to be in the same car as
you. I'm just kidding you.
All right. So we're going to go through some good, bad, and cuckoo of headlines this week. So the good, two different headlines for you. The first being the Senate passes debt ceiling deal ahead of the June 5th deadline on a 63-36 vote. And now the bill will head to President Joe Biden's desk, who will obviously sign it since this is his bill. And it was 46 Democrats and 17 Republicans who voted for it. And the bill, I read this morning, the bill will reduce the budget deficits by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years, according to a report from the Congressional Budget Office. So, you know, no one got everything that they wanted. It's a compromise. It was a negotiation. It cuts the deficit some. It kept a lot of things in place. I think this is good news.
I also saw something this morning that said the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the money they removed for more IRS agents is going to be, we're missing out on $40 billion in taxes that wealthy cheats are getting away with. And again, we had State Senator Calderoids on earlier this week. When did we become so affectionate towards people who cheat on their taxes? I don't understand.
I mean, did it happen with Trump to a certain extent? Because, like, you know, Trump refusing to give his tax returns for so long and him just saying it made him a good. He basically argued that it made him a good businessman if he could cheat the tax code. And everyone kind of, like, at least the people who are, you know, in MAGA world, were applauded him for it.
I mean, is that a sign of being a good businessman? I thought it was just a sign of being a cheat.
I would agree with you.
So, again, I'm glad the deal is done. It needed to get done. Unfortunately, we shouldn't have to go through this every couple of years.
I totally agree.
It's ridiculous. It's just really pretty ridiculous. But it is the way it is.
It is the way it is. All right. Another piece of good news. Kohl's is making a donation to bolster mental health care across Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
So they are, yeah, they are donating $3 million to help Children's Wisconsin open 3 new mental health walk-in clinics across the state that are going to be modeled off of the success of the Craig Ubuki mental health walk-in clinic that we interviewed. Yeah, we talked to them. As far as it's basically the way that works is it means anyone aged 5 to 18 who's experiencing a mental health emergency can just walk into the clinic. And so it keeps people from having to necessarily go to the emergency room, but they can go in, they can talk to someone immediately. And so after the success of the walk-in clinic, now there is efforts to get 3 more of those clinics opened and functioning across the state, because obviously this is not just a Southeast Wisconsin thing.
Sure.
And Kohl's is chipping in $3 million to do it.
That's fantastic. We've talked a lot about how it's difficult for people who live in more rural areas to get any health care at all. And certainly mental health care for our young people. We keep talking about how important it is. So it's nice to see some action being taken on that. That's a wonderful thing for Kohl's to do.
I thought so too. All right. The bad. I think this is bad. Some other people might think it's good, but the Supreme Court has ruled that companies can sue striking workers for, quote, sabotage and construction, which, you know, potentially leading companies to, you know, miss the point entirely of striking. So this has to do with the case of the Teamsters that walked off a construction site and left wet concrete in the trucks.
Oh, okay. And it ruined the trucks.
It ruined the trucks. And so, because they were striking. And so, but the court this week ruled that they sided with the company that sued its union for property damage because it went on strike. And so that now sets a precedent that if a union strikes, it has to ensure the company won't lose any money. Which is kind of the point of a strike.
Well, I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage. I mean, even isn't them just walking off the job and leaving the job incomplete, causing the company financial harm? I thought that was the point of a strike.
Yeah, no, I mean it's to point out, like, you need us. Like, by us all striking together, we are stronger together than any one person walking off of a job. And so if you don't have us here to do the work, that causes harm to the company.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage right before they leave. I think that's bad.
So you think it was the right call with the Supreme Court?
Is it? Yes.
But if it sets the precedent that you can, if you cost the company money, you can be sued. How can you ever strike?
But that's only if you're causing damage. I'm assuming. I mean, isn't it?
I don't know.
Really? Is it just that you can't cause the company any financial harm? Well, then
that's basically it's loosened the precedent that's been there since 1950.
Wow.
As far as what the law is, as far as what protected, like what protections people who are like the unions that are striking have.
I guess I would have hoped that there was more specific language that said you cannot intentionally leave wet concrete in a truck so it hardens and then they have to destroy the truck.
I don't think that's how the
Supreme Court works.
No. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the majority and said the union failed to take reasonable precautions to protect the company's concrete when the drivers went on strike. Barrett wrote that the drivers for Washington State-based Glacier Northwest quit work suddenly, putting the company's property in foreseeable and imminent danger. So maybe, but it seems murky as far as
it
what
does.
this could mean. But the court's conservative majority overturned a decades-old pro-union decision involving fees paid by government workers. More recently, the justices rejected a California regulation giving unions access to farm property so they could organize workers. So I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. I think this is kind of a slippery slope, especially in a time as when we were talking yesterday to Laura Dresser, where there's more unions. The attitude is of the general public is more pro-union, but that certain entities are making it harder to do that. Yeah. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. But, and then finally, to end on the cuckoo.
This is so great.
So Candace Taylor, a recently elected GOP district chair in Georgia, who'd also tried to run for governor.
Yeah, and got crushed.
And primaried Brian Kemp, and she only got like 3% of the vote. But she would like to know why Big Globe won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down our throats. So she was in an interview with a guy named David Weiss, who I guess goes by Flat Earth Dave, and Matt Long on her Jesus, Guns, and Babies podcast.
It's
no
called
irony.
It's called Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
That's her podcast.
Ah.
Taylor and her guests discussed biblical evidence that the earth is actually flat as a pancake. And so there's two different videos. Do we have time to play both?
We got
to
do it right now.
All right, start.
One is real. One is a parody.
One is fake.
Take a listen.
See if you can tell what's the difference.
Is it or not? I don't know 100%, but it's just, it doesn't make sense the other way. Now that you see it.
The people that defend the globe don't know anything about the globe, because if they knew a tenth of what Matt and I know about the globe, they would be flat earthers, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
I can't unsee this. All the globes everywhere. I turn on TV, there's globes in the background. There's globes on there right here. Like, this would be a globe if I was a normal person. Like, everywhere there's globes. You see them all the time. I mean, it's constant. My children will be like, Mama, globe, 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 globe. They're everywhere. And that's what they do to brainwash. And so for me, if it is not a conspiracy, if it is, you know, real, why are you pushing so hard? Everywhere I go, every store, you buy a globe. There's globes everywhere, every movie, every TV show, news media. Why? More and more, I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
Big globe people. All right, so that's option number one. We have option number two. Which one's satire? Which one was real?
I'm not a scientist, because that is a made-up job, but I know that the Earth is flat, okay? Because if the Earth was round, why would maps be flat? They can never answer that, okay? And people want to be like, well, oh, if the Earth is flat, then what about night and day? I don't know. Let me think about it. Maybe because the Earth is double-sided, and God flips us over when it's time for us to go to bed, and flips us back over when it's time for us to wake up, like I do with my husband. Like, use your brain. Use your head for a minute. If the Earth was round like a globe, everything would be falling off of it. All the oceans would be dripping down it like ice cream, okay? Unless the Earth is a DQ blizzard where nothing falls out. But even then, sometimes things do fall out, and they do have to give you your money back. So that doesn't really make sense to me. They're trying so hard to make us think the Earth is a globe. I see globes on TV, globes at my children's school. I saw a globe at Hobby Lobby, a place of worship. Hobby Lobby. There is a globe there.
We got to go.
We got to go break. We'll tell you which one was which when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through,
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 88. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 60. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs level off around 89. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we, in the last segment, ended on two videos. One was real. One was a parody of newly elected GOP district chair in Georgia, Candace Taylor. Candace spelled like Katniss, too. I also, when I was first looking up her name, I was spelling it C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Uh-huh. It's K-A-N-D-I-S-S.
And what is the name of her podcast?
Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Oh, right.
And so she, on her podcast, went on a diatribe about globes and the big globe.
Big globe
won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down everyone's throats. And so there was two videos, and I have to actually admit that the one that was the parody, because these two women actually look alike.
They do.
But Jane was the one who was like, I know that comedian. That is Blair Erskine, who's a writer for The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
She's really funny.
And that was, because I was watching the first one. I was like, this is, what? Because I was like, this is also really funny. So do we have text? Did anyone guess?
Yes, we have Kristen from Iguanago guessed correctly that number one was real. The first one we played was real. Absolutely. Text from the 541 says, how mad must this woman be about air? It's everywhere. Big air is coming for us.
Big
next,
air.
You guys. Look out. And John, okay. John from the Falls says, sadly, I think both of these are actually true. And he's not he's not far off. I mean, she was talking with two other people who genuinely believe that the earth is flat, and people who make globes have an agenda for people to believe the earth is round. This is where we are. It's and she just got elected.
She just got, that's the thing to me. It's not just like, oh, I'm doing my own thing. I got my podcast. Everyone's, you know, barrier to entry is low. It's like, no, this woman got elected to a position and people were like, yep, we want her to represent us.
She's the one with the Jesus, Guns, and Babies podcast.
Yeah. Well, so, but it was funny because the Blair Erskine posted that on her Instagram and Candace found it and commented on the video and in true Southern fashion said, bless your heart.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Well, I will tell you one thing. Now that I am in charge of decorating here at the WAUK property, I'm going out after the show and I'm buying a globe.
There you go. We have a globe in our garage right now. We're trying to find a place to put in the house.
Bring it out. We'll use it.
All right. Well, we are going to do our weekly headline quiz. Nevada briefly reached a $1 trillion market capitalization this week. Which of these companies has also reached that mark? Berkshire Hathaway, ExxonMobil, Meta, JP Morgan.
I'll go with ExxonMobil.
All right. Number two.
I have no idea.
I have no idea on that one either, actually. Elizabeth Holmes began serving her prison time in Texas this week. How long is her sentence? 2 years, 5 years, 9 years, 11 years.
I'm going to try and deliver it in her voice.
Okay.
11 years.
Not bad. You do have a deep, she like hers is like, you have a deep voice, but hers is like purposefully. It's like down here.
Sunk.
Like right there.
Sunk.
Like here. Okay. I'm Elizabeth Holmes. fill in the blank. State Farm has stopped selling new insurance policies for A, cars with self-driving features, B, homes in California, C, base jumpers, D, independent pharmacies.
Homes in California.
All right. Number four, which famous body of water turned fluorescent green this week due to wastewater testing? A, the Dead Sea, B, Loch Ness, C, Chicago River, D, Venice's Grand Canal.
Sam, what's more?
Dead Sea, Loch Ness, Chicago River, Venice, Grand Canal.
I'll go with the Dead Sea.
All right. Last question. Who is the highest paid mascot in the NBA? Benny the Bull, Chicago Bulls, Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets, Grizz from the Memphis Grizzlies, or Stuff the Magic Dragon, Orlando Magic?
What was the second one?
Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets.
I'll go with the Nuggets.
All right. 3 out of 5.
Rats. Not a good week.
Meta.
Oh,
Meta has
really?
Reached a $1 trillion market cap, though it is below that mark now.
Oh, wow.
I also don't know if I pronounced that right. Is it Nvidia? Nvidia?
Sure. Yes.
Someone's going to correct me. Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California. Venice's Grand Canal turned green.
Oh, it was in Venice.
It was in Venice.
Not good.
And yes, Rocky is the highest paid mascot in the NBA, reportedly making $650,000 a year. And you thought 180 was a lot.
I know. Of course, I'm not nearly as athletic as those. Those mascots are nuts.
They are nuts. And I totally agree as far as the... Someone did just correct me. It's Nvidia. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Will.
You for telling me. They are nuts. And like, even when I see Bango, like it's like those flips and stuff, but it's like $650,000. Really? That's a lot of money.
You gotta carry a lot of medical insurance when you have that job.
And that's actually an interesting question that you say that. It's like, I wonder how, what the injury rate is for some of these guys. There was a Hulu, I think there was a Hulu documentary that followed different mascots around.
Oh, really?
So maybe that would shed some insight on if it's actually worth the money that they get paid. Because as Paul Noonan said yesterday, he's like, cheerleaders don't make that kind of money.
Yeah.
The dancers and stuff. Like usually you should be happy we're letting you do this.
Well, and how long is the career of a mascot? You would think, just like a player, at some point you're not going to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah. But still, that just...
It's a lot of money.
Especially, you know, you think about it because they don't travel. So if there's what? There's 82 games in an NBA season, half are at home. So you work, there's 40 game days. I'm sure you're practicing and rehearsing more than that, but like it's a good gig if you can get it.
No doubt.
Oh, here we go. Mike. Mike on the YouTube said it was called Behind the Mask and they followed a guy who played Bango for the season.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. We'll check
all
that
right.
out.
Well, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, Representative Deb Andraca will be here to talk about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today. All right, we'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.